今天早上我们要跟大家一起来思想创世纪二十二章。
This morning we would like to look at Genesis chapter 22.
这创世纪二十二章是一个大家非常熟悉的故事。
And it is a story that most of us are very familiar with.
这个就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的这个故事。
And this was the story of Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
这个是亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham was one of the fathers of the faith.
所以他在献以撒的时候，我相信这个是一个很大的考验。
And when he was sacrificing Isaac, or when he brought Isaac to be sacrificed, I believe this was a massive test for him.
我有时候根本是没有办法思想他经历的是一个怎么样的心情。
And in fact, there is no way for me to even fathom what he went through and what was in his heart.
我可以这么讲，如果是我，我一定是fail， 我一定是做不好这件事情，我绝对做不下这件事情。
I can, however, say that if it were left to me, I would fail this test.
因为我相信你们跟我一样都很爱自己的孩子。
I know that all of you, like me, love your children.
我相信大家当中也知道，我们结婚接近十年没有孩子，所以能够有孩子是非常快乐的事情。
Many of you would also know that my wife and I were married almost 10 years before we could have a child.
所以当我们有孩子的时候呢，心情非常喜悦，是没有人能够了解的。
And when we finally did have our first child, you couldn't even begin to understand just how joyful we were.
你要我把儿子献上呢，这个是绝对不可能的。
If you wanted me to sacrifice my son, I could never do it.
但是现在亚伯拉罕等了一百年。
Abraham waited 100 years.
他一百年要孩子，神应许他有孩子，一百年他已经老了，已经没有希望了。来到最后的时候，我们昨天在祷告会里面讲，神就是等到我们完全没有希望，只有在希望，只有依靠神的时候呢，他赐给他一个儿子。
Abraham wanted a child, and God had promised him a son, but up until he was 100, he got no sons. And yesterday we said at prayer meeting that God pushes us into a corner, and when we finally exhausted all the things that we rely upon there in the midst of that, God work.
可以，你可以想象，在那个时候年老的时候有孩子，心里多么愉快，这个是奇迹，奇迹中的奇迹，是不可能中的不可能，非常的喜悦。但是这个时候呢，神说把你的儿子献给我。
Can you imagine that he had waited so long to a point where it was physically, biologically impossible for them to have children, and only at that point did God do a miracle and provided that son. But right after that, he said to Abraham, "Sacrifice your son."
这个是绝对不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
神不会做这件事情。
God could not do something like that.
没有一个有正确思考的人会做这件事情。
No one in his right mind would do this.
但是亚伯拉罕把他孩子献上。
But Abraham brought his son to be sacrificed.
到底是什么一回事情呢？
How is this possible?
到底这段圣经要教我们什么呢？
And what is this passage teaching us?
我们来看这段圣经。
Let us look at it together.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
让我们从第一节念到十九节，虽然长一点，不过我想这个对大家有一些帮助。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 19. It is a tad lengthy, but I think it will be helpful for us to understand.
22章第一节，这些事以后，神试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。我要在我所要你指示的山上，把他献为燔祭。第三节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，备了驴，带了两个人和他的儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示的地方去。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方，亚伯拉罕就对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我和童子往那里去拜一拜。”就回到你这里来。 亚伯拉罕把燔祭和柴放在儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪儿呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿啊，神自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。第九节，到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好了，绑上了他的儿子以撒，放在柴坛上的祭上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可以在儿子这个童子身上下手，一点也不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有把你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下给我，不给我。”亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在棕密的小树上，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来，就献上燔祭，代替了他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给他地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日还有人说耶和华在山上必有预备。十五节，耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说：“耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐你大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如天上的星，海边上的沙。你的子孙必得着从地的城门，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。”于是亚伯拉罕回到他仆人那里，同他们一起往别示巴去。亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。
Genesis 22:1. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here am I." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac, and he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to the young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went both of them together. Verse 9, when they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." Verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba.
这段圣经我们基本上可以分成三段，第一段呢就是神的指示，第二段亚伯拉罕的服从，第三段神给他的赞赏。
We can outline this passage essentially in three different sections. The first being the commandment, the second the compliance, and the third the commendation.
让我们先来看第一个.
Let's first look at the command, the commandment.
所以神开始的时候，你看第二十二章第一节，他说，这个二十二章第一节，他说。 这些事以后，神试验亚伯拉罕，叫他就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说：“你带你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。我要在我所指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”一到二节。This
passage opens by saying, after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
这些事以后,
After these things.
什么事呢?
What are these things?
当然我们可以从22章看21章,但是基本上它是讲21章以前所发生的事情。
Of course, we can go back and look at chapter 21, but what he's talking about really are the issues that happened before chapter 21.
刚才提了亚伯拉罕一直以来都没有孩子。
We said just now that Abraham had never had children.
但是神应许他要有一个孩子。
But God had promised him a son.
但是等啊等啊等啊没有孩子。
Yet he kept waiting and waiting, but still no son.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你一件事情，你们有孩子的人不知道没有孩子的辛苦。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. For those of you who have children, you don't know the pain of not being able to have.
以前我们没有孩子的时候，你不知道我们所经历的是什么一回事情。
When before we had children, you don't understand the pain that we went through.
我是一个男人，我都感觉到。如果你是女人，你更感觉到。
As a man, I felt it. If you are a woman, you would have felt it even more.
你看到别人有孩子，朋友有抱自己的宝宝，要生就生，我们要怎么样生都生不出来。
And you look around yourself and you see that there are all these people with children. You even when you want those kids, you can't have them.
以前我们在大教会，我们有青年团契，有结婚的团契，夫妻的团契。
Previously, we had
his former church
was we had a fellowship between couples.
那么在这个夫妻团契里面呢，很多人时不时又有人怀孕，接下来又有满月，我们一个月去几次，你知道我们的心情有多难吗？
And in the fellowship of married couples, every now and then we were having baby showers, we were having full month parties. Do you know how difficult it was for a couple without a child to go through that?
我相信你，我太太心里在想，每一个人，你知道做妈妈的你。 你有一种妈妈的情怀，别人都能够有孩子，自己不能生的时候呢，心里多么难过。到底是神审判我呢，还是为什么我一直生不出来呢？
And my wife as a mother would have to go through these things and ask herself, why is it that she can't have a child when all these other people were having children? Was it God's judgment on us?
一个月有好几个满月。
Within a month, we had so many full month parties.
我们整天要去参加别人，看到别人的宝宝多么可爱，我们一直生不出来。
And each time we had to visit and attend these parties, yet we couldn't have one of our own.
我有一次我也没有告诉我的太太。
There was one time I didn't tell my wife.
我们去参加别人的，我看到别人抱住，我真的是受不了，我就跟太太走，我们走。还 party 还没有开始，那个宴会还没有开始，我们就走了。
And as I sat there, I saw these people all carrying their babies, and I got frustrated, and I said to my wife, forget it, let's go. And before the party even started, we left.
所以你知道吗? 没有孩子的痛苦。
So you understand, do you see the pain of not having children?
但是你要知道神给每个人的旨意都不同。
You have to understand though, God's will for every one of us is different.
有些人结婚，有些人单身。
Some people get married, some people stay single.
但是单身你也不要太奇怪，有些人到 到年纪比较大的时候再结婚。
But don't be surprised for those singles that some people in their later years only then do they get married.
我们也不知道这个到底是怎么一回事情。
And we don't know what will happen.
这是神的旨意。
But it is God's will.
有些人有孩子，有些人没有孩子。
Some will have children and some of us.
有些人孩子还没有出生已经死了。
Some people whose children haven't even been born pass on.
所以你不知道这些很多事情都超越我们。
We don't know, and all these things are beyond us.
所以在我们这种, 到底我们怎么明白神呢?
How then do we understand God?
很多时候我们不明白。
Well, very often we don't.
那么在这里呢, 我们看到亚伯拉罕的神, 神应许他有一个孩子, 这么久都没有。
Here we see Abraham, and God promising him that he will have a son. But he's waited so long, and he's still not had a son.
那么当他的太太莎拉说, 一直都没有, 不然我们来帮神吧。他把他的使女给亚伯拉罕就生出了一个以斯玛利。
Now after waiting a long time, his wife Sarah says to Abraham, why don't we help God along? And so she gives Abraham Hagar, her maid.
哇,Sarah真的是好太太, 我是亚伯拉罕, 不错啊, 这个idea。
What a great wife Sarah is. If I were Abraham, I would say, wow, that's a good idea.
但是她生了一个孩子之后, 神说这个不是你的孩子。
Yet, she gave birth to a son, and God says, no, this is not he.
神要的是凭应许生的。
This God wants the
son of promise.
Can you imagine after having waited so long, finally you have a son and God comes down to say, no, no, this is not the son of promise.
所以在21章神说把这个夏甲跟他这个以斯玛利赶出去,要他们离开家,因为他们歧视这个,后来撒拉生了,他歧视自己的祖母。
In fact, later on in chapter 21, you'll see that Abraham and Sarah sends Hagar and her son off because she ends up treating Sarah badly.
你看到亚伯拉罕说, 你要我, 我这个辛辛苦苦得来的以斯玛利, 你要我他送走, 很难过, 不过也好, 我还有一个, 送一个还有一个。
Later on, we see that Abraham doesn't want to send Hagar and Ishmael off, but he comforts himself by seeing that he has another son.
但是来到22章神说, 连你那一个也给我。
But you know what? When we come to chapter 22, God says, no, even that remaining one, give him to me.
哇,这个就是大事了吗? 神你应许我,给我孩子, 现在你给了我,现在你要回了。
This is a big deal. I mean, you've promised me a son, now you've taken both away.
所以你知道吗? 现在你是亚伯拉罕在这个时候, 你叫我把这个以斯玛利送走了, 现在我剩下一个以上, 你也要我献上, 到底是怎么一回事? 你到底是什么样的神? 你为什么这样玩我?
And you can imagine Abraham's state of mind. He's asked to send Ishmael off, and he sends Ishmael off. Now even the remaining son, he's asked to sacrifice. And you can almost imagine him saying to God, are you playing with me?
所以我们来看第22章。
So let's look at verse 22.
这些事以后,
chapter 22 starts with, after these things,
神试验亚伯拉罕,
God tested Abraham.
那么他就说, 他就呼叫他亚伯拉罕, 他说我在这里, 神说, 你带你的儿子, 就是你独生的儿子, 你所爱的以扫, 往 摩利亚地区, 我要在我所指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
God calls Abraham and he answers, here am I. God says, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I tell you.
很多解经家在读这段圣经的时候, 察觉到这段圣经呢, 跟神第一次呼召亚伯拉罕出乌尔的时候呢的字句有一点相似。
A lot of Bible scholars look at these couple of verses and have realized that the language is very similar to when God first sent Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans.
所以在这里第二节他说, 你从这里出来, 然后往一个地方去, 在那个地方我要指示你。 然后在十二章第一次的时候，神叫他出乌尔的时候，你要出来到一个地方去，我在那个地方我要指示你。
And you see the parallels in language in the verse that we're looking at in chapter 22. God tells him to leave the land and go to the land of Moriah, and there I shall tell you what to do. In chapter 12, in verse 1, he says to Abram, go from your father's country to the land that I will show you.
所以他这个给你相信,神第一次呼召的时候,他怎么样顺服,这一次再一次呼召,他也必须要怎么样顺服。
And this harkens back to when he was first asked to leave that land and he obeyed. In this case, he's asked to leave this land again and he obeys.
而且去什么地方呢？这一次他是叫他去摩利亚地。
Where is he asked to go? He's asked to go to the land of Moriah.
这个摩利亚地是什么地方呢？其实呢，我们后来知道，这个摩利亚地以后呢，圣殿也是在那边建起来，在历代之下那边讲到，在摩利亚山上，神要他建他的圣殿。他们拆毁了神再建，后来呢，主耶稣也是在这个山上外面呢也被钉死了。所以亚伯拉罕在那边献上，然后后来圣殿也是在那边建来祭拜神，然后呢，到这个主耶稣也是在这个圣殿以外，这个被杀。
Where is this Moriah? We realize that Moriah actually is mentioned again in 2 Chronicles, and it is the location where Solomon builds the temple and where God is worshipped.Later on in the Bible, we also see that this place is the same place where Jesus was crucified.
所以这个不是巧合。
This clearly isn't a coincidence.
神要这个亚伯拉罕在这边献祭，将来他也神自己也把自己的儿子在这边献上。
This is where God wants Abraham to sacrifice his son.And many years later, this is the same place that God Himself will sacrifice His Son.
所以你要知道，在这里呢，神第一呼召他再到一个山上去，摩利亚山上去那边去，去那边做什么？献燔祭。
So we see that God sends Abraham to the land of Moriah, and there he is asked to present a sacrifice.
那么这个献祭的意思就是敬拜的意思。
This Sacrifice is the idea of worship, is offering.
所以神要他去这个山上做什么呢？其实他说，你来这个山敬拜我，而且呢，你必须怎么样敬拜我呢？就是把你的儿子带来，在那边献上燔祭敬拜我。
So effectively, God was saying, go to this mountain to worship me. How will you worship me? You worship me by sacrificing your only son.
所以这边就出现一个问题，原来我们讲到他神要他去献燔祭，然后他在第五节那边他讲到说，你来这边，他在他的仆人说，他说告诉仆人，你们在这边等一等，我到山上去敬拜跟献燔祭是一模一样的。
So we see that God tells Abraham to go to the land of Moriah and on there, on that mountain, offer up a burnt offering. In verse 5,He then tells the young man to wait while he and Isaac goes over there and worships. And we see the parallel between worship and offering.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，敬拜是你必须要献上。
So brothers and sisters, when you worship, you need to offer up a sacrifice.
我们敬拜的时候，你要知道你必须要有牺牲，你必须要 sacrifice, 你必须要牺牲。你如果没有牺牲，你的敬拜不算敬拜。
Your worship, brothers and sisters, when you come here, has to involve sacrifice. And if you're not sacrificing, then you're not worshiping.
这样你要献上什么呢？
What then do you sacrifice?
所以刚才我们讲到这个一定要献上，你献上，当时候他要有燔祭。神要求亚伯拉罕，你敬拜的时候你要献什么呢？你要献你的儿子。
So again, we see that similarity between worship and offering.He tells Abraham that when you worship me, you offer your son.
那么这个当然我们会迟一点给你看到呢。你献什么呢？要献你最爱，把你最好的，当你最爱的把它献上。如果你不把这个最爱献上呢，你还没有真正的敬拜。
What is it that you offer? We'll see later on that your offering needs to be the thing that you love the most. If it is not the thing that you love the most, then It is not an offering.
那么这个就是刚才我们讲到，这个是第一点，就是神给他的指示。
This is the first point.
The
commandment of God.
亚伯拉罕怎么样服从
？Now let's see how Abraham complies with that command.
第三节，你看。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说亚伯拉罕清早就起来，备了驴，带了两个仆人和他的儿子以撒，也备好了。这个燔祭的柴就往这。你看啊，第二天他就清早就起来就做了。我们可以说这个是 immediate obedience, 就是马上执行，马上顺服，他没有在等。
Right after he gets the commandment, verse 3 says, So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took his two young men with him and his son Isaac. There is no delay. This is an immediate obedience on the part of Abraham.
所以我们不知道亚伯拉罕心里怎么想。
you can't imagine what's in the heart of Abraham at this point.
他说他清早起来，他就准备好了驴子，带了柴，然后呢就劈好了柴呢，就起身往神要他去的地方去了。
It says he rose early in the morning. He made preparations with his donkey, his men, his son. He cut wood for the offering, arose and went.
到了第四节，他到那个地方，亚伯拉罕就举目远远看到那个地方，就跟那个仆人说：“你们在这边等，我跟这个他的儿子上去敬拜之后就回来了。”
In verse 4 it says that on the third day Abraham lifts his eyes, he sees the place from afar, and he tells his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. My son and I will go there, we'll worship, we'll come back."
这边就觉得很好奇，对不对？ 神要他献儿子燔祭，他说：“我们拜一拜就回来。” 你知道你拜一拜可能你就不回来了，因为你儿子已经献上去了。但是亚伯拉罕心里在想什么呢？
This is curious, isn't it? He says to the young man that we're just going to go there worship and then we will come back to you again. That's presumptuous, is it not? Because if he's going to sacrifice Isaac, maybe Isaac isn't going to come back.
所以我们就问这些问题，到底亚伯拉罕心里在想什么？
So what exactly is Abraham thinking?
那么来，然后他告诉这个，他就第七节，他们就以撒就跟亚伯拉罕一起上，以撒自己儿子也问他父亲啊，柴也在这里，火也在这里，那么我们一起羊羔在哪里呢？因为他知道要献羊羔，羊羔在哪里呢？没有羊羔，神说耶和华自己有预备。诶，为什么他这样回答呢？
And there are more gaps that we see in verse 7. Isaac says to his father, "Father, here we have wood, we have fire, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham responds to Isaac by saying, "God will provide the lamb."
所以你看到这边，在这边呢，我们相信呢，亚伯拉罕除了知道是要上去敬拜、要献葬的时候呢，这个是一个非常大的考验。
We see here that other than Abraham complying to go and give his son as an offering, this is a massive and the ultimate test for Abraham.
你知道吗？他很清楚知道这个是神的命令。
He understood crystal clear that this was God's command.
然后呢，他立刻去服从神的命令。
And without delay, he went and obeyed God.
但是你要知道他心里在想什么。But
what was in his mind?
因为他知道当时候呢，你不可能有这个儿童的献祭，因为神告诉他，别人。 别的宗教献上他的儿子，你是绝对不可以献上你的儿子的。但是这个时候，难道他要像迦南地那样献自己的儿子吗？
You have to understand that the religions around them at that point were conducting these child sacrifices, and God said to his people, "You shall not conduct that child sacrifice." Was he now to disobey that? Was he now to indulge in or conduct this sacrifice?
我们的神绝对不会这样做，为什么他要我这样做呢？
Our God could never do this. Why would he want me to do it?
但是这个很清楚，神的命令要他做。
But it was clear to him that this was God's command.
所以他的心里一定是有很多的矛盾。
And so in his heart, he must have been wrestling with this command.
而且神很清楚要他献谁。
Not only that, God was clear who he wanted as a sacrifice.
而且呢，你注意看呢，第二节神很清楚这个人的身份，很清楚，他用四次来解释这个人是谁，他就是带着你的儿子，就是你独生的那一个儿子，而且呢，你那个是你所最爱的那个，他很清楚，神很清楚告诉他，不是别人就是以撒。
There was no doubt about the identity of this person. In verse 2, he says it 3 times. Take your son, your only son. And then he names him Isaac, whom you love. Take him to the land of Moriah.
所以他很清楚，要他献的那一个就是以撒，要他献上去。
There could be no doubt about who it was that was to be sacrificed.
主啊，你在我年纪很大的时候又给我一个孩子，现在又要我献回去，这是什么一回事情呢？
Isaac in his mind must have been thinking, God, you've waited until I'm at such an advanced age. You gave me a son, and now you want me to sacrifice him?
这个是我唯一的一个。
He's my only son.
这个是我最爱的一个。
He's the one I love the most.
而且你曾经应许我这个孩子将来要有很多很多的这个子孙都从这个孩子来，你现在把他献上，后来怎么办？
But not only that, this was the son that you promised, and upon his shoulders rest the promises that you would make of me a nation. What would happen to these promises?
有时候呢，神给我们处在一个非常 恶劣的环境，我们完全摸不透神的心意。
Sometimes the Lord puts us in such an environment where we just simply cannot understand what the Lord hopes to achieve.
或许我们说，主啊，为什么我在这个环境中？为什么我在这个工作中？为什么我在我的家庭会这样？为什么我会遇到这样？我们完全不知道为什么神把我们放在这个情况底下。
And in those dire situations, we cry out to the Lord and we ask Him, Lord, why have you put me here? Why am I facing these trials? I don't understand.
很多时候我们在一个情况下，我们完全摸不透神的意思。
And in these situations, we cannot even fathom what God hopes to achieve.
但是我们知道神的秘密很清楚，神的旨意很清楚，但是我们想不出为什么神要这样做。
We know His command and we know that it's clear, but we don't understand what He hopes to achieve.
但是我们看到亚伯拉罕虽然不明白神最终到底要怎么做，他还是去顺服了。
And Abraham, despite not understanding, he obeyed.
我们很多时候我们看见约伯也不知道为什么他会遇到很多这个苦难。
When we look at Job, we sometimes don't understand why he had to go through so much.
他自己也不明白。
He didn't understand.
我们看到约瑟在很小的时候被卖到埃及地，为什么这件事情发生？约瑟，我不明白为什么神会让这件事情发生，不过他顺服。
What about Joseph? Joseph was sold as a child to Egypt. Did he understand? He didn't understand either, but he obeyed.
但是到他年老时候回头想知道，不过在开始的时候他完全不知道为什么这些苦难，为什么这么难的东西会发生在我身上，我根本想不出为什么。
Granted, they finally understood in their later years, but at the start of things, they just could not understand why they were being put in those situations.
你看到主耶稣，彼得也不明白，主耶稣你要上十字架，怎么可能？绝对不可以。他不明白神的到底的旨意是什么，但是主耶稣说这是神的旨意，你必须要接受。
What about Peter and Jesus? When Jesus said you had to die on the cross, Peter said, "No, I don't understand. How can this possibly be?" But God said, That's God's will.
所以很多时候我们在思想神的旨意的时候呢，很多东西超越我们，根本想不到为什么会这样。
And so often when we deal with God's will and what He wants for us, we don't understand what He's trying to do.
但是神的命令在圣经上记载呢，我们就按照神的旨意去做，将来会怎么样呢？我们不知道。
But when there are commands that are clearly spelled out in the Bible for us to live by, we go ahead and do it.Without necessarily knowing what God's plan is.
我们今天活在一个非常混乱的世界里面。
Our lives and our societies have become chaotic.
今天有很多这个虚假的新闻。
There's a lot of fake news being propagated.
我们已经不相信政府，我们也不相信有真理了。
As a result, we have lost trust in governments. We have lost trust in the idea of truth.
今天很多美国人更没不明白为什么特朗普会当选。
A lot of Americans today don't even understand why, how it was that Trump got voted into power.
我们看欧洲的这个环境也是非常糟恶劣的。
And we see the same chaos in Europe.
欧洲联盟European Union, 他们之间也是大乱，那么到底什么是最好也不知道。
We see chaos in the European Union, and they don't know right from wrong or good from bad either.
来到中国呢，我看为什么这个中国会变成今天的样子？今天中国不断的压迫基督徒，很多这个教会被逼迫，为什么会这样呢？我们看印度也是这样，你知道印度也是遭遇到很多教会遭遇到许多的逼迫吗
？If you turn your eyes to the east and you see China and India and the persecution that they have laid upon Christians and the church, we don't understand what's happening there either.
但是呢？神的旨意很清楚记载圣经，我们就按着去做，凭信心接受。我们知道神是掌管宇宙万物的真神。
But God's revealed will in the Bible is absolutely clear, and we need to follow it.
在以赛亚书，我们很熟悉，常常引用的耶和华说：“我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。这天怎么高过地？照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。”
Here's a verse we come to very often in Isaiah 58:8, where it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord.
所以我们清楚知道神的意思，我们就顺服，好像亚伯拉罕这样，我们就顺服去做， 结果我不知道，反正我不要离开圣经就是了。神要我做这，我尽量做。后果呢？我不知道后果怎么样。不过神是有掌管宇宙万物的真神，他掌管未来，他自然他有自己的计划。
So if we have clear commands in the Bible for us to follow, we obey and we follow them, and we may not know what the end result is, but we know that we are in the hands of a sovereign good God.
圣经里面在以哥林多前书一章二十五节说，神就是神的愚拙也比人智慧，神的软弱也比人健强壮。
1 Corinthians 1:25 says, For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
如果你是亚伯拉罕，你听从不听从？
If you are Abraham, do you obey?
神你答应给我儿子，现在有了儿子又要我把他杀了，怎么可以呢？
God, you gave me, you promised me a son, you've given me that son, and now you want me to kill that son, how can it be?
那么现在你又说将来所有一切的我的后裔要海边的沙天上的心都是靠这个，你又要我把他献上，后面还有什么呢？你的应许就完全依靠他，你不用帮神，神要你献你就献。
It makes no sense. The entire promise is laid on the shoulders of this one son of mine. The fact that through him I will have a nation like the sand of the sea and the stars in the sky. How can it be that I need to sacrifice him? We don't need to help God.
神要你做你就去做。
If God wants you to do it, you do it.
所以亚伯拉罕称为信心之父不是没有理由的。
So that is why Abraham is counted as a father of the faith.
为什么呢？他说我虽然不明白，我信靠神，我依靠神，神要我做，我就相信他，我就去做。
With no understanding of God's aim, he obeys God because that's what he's called to do.
就算是非常没有理由，非常不理性，就算我完全不明白，我还是听从神的旨意，我还是去做。
Even if it makes no sense to you, even if it is painful and you can't understand it, I will continue to obey.
所以你看到亚伯拉罕这样做的时候呢，心里非常非常的复杂，我们没有办法完全去明白，但是他凭信心就做了神要他做的事情。
We can only imagine the state of mind that Abraham was in and the conflicted and how conflicted he was, yet he continued.
所以如果你要思想一下亚伯拉罕的心境，我们这边有很多孩子，你做妈妈的，你想想，你选一个吧，不要，我不替你选，就放哪一个上去呢？你哪一个都放不上去。
Now, if you just put yourself in Abraham's shoes for a minute to get a shade of how he feels, those of you who are parents, choose one of your children. I won't even tell you which one to choose. You choose one of your children to sacrifice.
我相信你做不到。
I believe you will not be able to do it.
但是你看到亚伯拉罕第十节，你看一看。
But look at what Abraham does in verse 10.
亚伯拉罕就拿起刀来要杀他的儿子。
Abraham reached out his hand, took the knife to slaughter his son.
然后这个时候突然间，第十一节，天使在天上呼叫说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，不可以伤害这个孩子。
But at this time, suddenly the angel of the Lord calls to him from heaven and says, Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the boy.
第十二节说，我现在知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的那个留下来不给我。
And he says, I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son from me.
原来这个是一个考验。
You see that, in fact, this was a test.
神根本就不是要他杀害他的孩子。
God had no intention for Abraham to kill Isaac.
神在考验他。
But God was testing Abraham.
看他愿不愿意把他的最爱给神。
He was testing him to see whether he would be willing to sacrifice the thing he loved the most.
但是弟兄姐妹，你要知道，神不需要我们献上我们的孩子。
Brothers and sisters, you have to understand, obviously, that God does not expect you to sacrifice your children.
他要的是你有没有把你的最爱给他。
What he wants is to see that you are willing to give him the thing that you love the most.
他说不要，不可伤害他，不可一点都不可以伤害他，因为你没有把你最爱你的唯一的儿子留下来不给我。
He says, do not lay a hand on the boy. Now I know that you fear God. Why? Because you have not withheld your son, your only son.
你看到这个，他敬畏神，他敬拜神到一个程度，他不敢违背神，连他把最爱都献上去。
Abraham worshipped God to such lengths that he would not dare to disobey God to the point where he would even sacrifice his most beloved son.
他把他的最爱，他心中最宝贵、最爱献上去。
He took what was most precious to him in his heart, and he gave it up to God.
今天我们坐在这里敬拜神。
Today we sit here and we worship God.
我问你，你的最爱是什么？
Let me ask you, what is your most precious thing?
不一定你的最爱就是你的孩子，可能你的最爱是你的金钱。
What's your treasure? Maybe your treasure may not necessarily be your kids. Maybe your treasure is your money.
可能你的最爱是你的面子。
Maybe it is your pride.
你的最爱可能是你的名誉地位。
Maybe your treasure is your status and your presence.
不管你的心里，请问你的最爱是什么？你有没有把你的最爱献给神？
Whatever it may be, are you giving your treasure up to God?
你要知道，神要的是你的最爱。
You have to understand that treasure is what God wants you to give.
神为什么要我的最爱？
Why does God want that thing?
因为神说你。最大的责任就是要爱主你的神，在申命记，连在申命记旧约新约都有这么讲说，你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你耶和华你的神。
Why does God want me to give up what I love the most? Because God says in Deuteronomy 6:5 that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
今天你有没有什么东西你留下不给神？
Is there anything?As you sit here today, that you are holding back from God.
神要是你完完全全的 devotion, 完完全全的爱。
The Lord demands of you is your complete and utter devotion.
因为他就是这样爱你。
Because this is how he loves you.
他爱你是全心全意的去爱你。
He loves you with all his heart and all his soul and his mind.
所以主耶稣曾经也是这么讲过，他说人到我这里来，如果不爱自己的这个人如果甚爱自己的父亲、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹，连自己的生命不超越他呢，没有人能够能做他的门徒。就是你必须要爱主超越你的孩子、超你的家庭，甚至爱主超越你自己的生命。如果你不这样做，你不配做他的门徒。
To this effect, Jesus said in Luke, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." And his point was that if you love anything more than me, then you do not worship me.
今天我们坐在这里敬拜，是不是你有把你最好的收起来？我有时间才来敬拜，我有金钱才来敬拜，我有精神我才来敬拜，还是你把最好的摆在神的面前？
Today as you sit here and as we worship God, do you give God only the leftovers? Only when you have time will you worship Him. Only when you have leftover money will you offer it to the church.Or would you, at the first, in the first instance, set aside the best for God?
所以神对亚伯拉罕说：“你没有把你的最爱留下来不给我，我知道你真的是敬畏神的。”
And that's why God tells Abraham, "You did not withhold the thing that you loved the most, and therefore I know that you fear me."
这只是一个考验，不可以伤害这个孩子。亚伯拉罕一举目看，哎呀，森林中有一只羊。
And he says, "This clearly is just a test." He says, "Do not lay your hand on the boy."Abraham looking up sees the ram that God provides.
原来在森里面，神已经把一只羊抓好了，在那里，那只羊要来代替他儿子献上。
And apparently God had already provided that ram who was now stuck in the thicket in order to replace Isaac as the sacrifice.
所以神称那个地方叫做耶和华以勒。
And that is why this place now is called the Lord will provide.
Yahweh 什么 Jared.这个希伯来文的意思。
And in Hebrew it says it means Jehovah Jireh.
Jireh. 所以这个意思是什么呢？我告诉你，就算你献上你的儿子还是不够，你的儿子没有办法替你赎罪。我们知道这个就给我们看到将来耶和华神，他把他的儿子代替你的儿子来承担我们的罪。只要你愿意。神会预备你的礼物可能不够好，神预备一个更好的来代替你的礼物，让他自己接受。
But let me tell you, even if you sacrifice your son, it may not be enough. Here we see, just as God did when he provided Jesus as a sacrifice, that God will provide the sacrifice that is pleasing to himself.
你知道吗? 你的礼物就算怎么再不好, 只要你愿意就摆上, 虽然不好, 神准备一个礼物可以代替你的礼物, 这个就是主耶稣, 让他自己能够满足, 所以, 你说我的礼物不够好, 我的礼物不够, 但是只要你愿意, 你献上, 神自己有代替一个礼物来代替你的礼物, 来让他自己满意, 能够为我们解决我们所有的问题。
Maybe you say, my sacrifice just isn't good enough. But you know what? As long as that sacrifice is up there, the Lord will has provided for himself a sacrifice that he will be pleased with.
所以弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, when we worship the Lord, we need to offer of the best.
就算我的献上不够好, 但是神接纳, 不是因为你的, 他, 因为他自己已经预备好, 就是主耶稣, 来代替, 我们一切的罪。
And even if that sacrifice isn't precious or expensive, God will accept it because he himself has provided a sacrifice that he is pleased by.
我们再看第十二节,
let's look at verse 12.
天使说, 不可在这童子身上下手, 一点也不可害他, 现在我知道你是敬畏神的。
Look at verse 12 again. Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
所以神给亚伯拉罕的考验是看他敬不敬畏神。
The test for Abraham was to see if indeed he feared God.
到底这个亚伯拉罕是不是敬畏畏惧神到一个程度, 他不敢什么只要神要他什么都交上去。
The test was to see if he feared God so much that however hard this test was, he would not fail God.
所以这个考验是他敬不敬畏神。
This test was to see if he feared God.
不但是考验他敬不敬畏神, 他考验他是不是顺服神。
This test was also to see if he would obey God.
你看第17节他说, 论福我必赐大福, 大福给你, 论子孙, 你的子孙不要多起来, 第18节, 他说, 并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福, 因为你听从了我的话。
Says in verse 17, I will surely bless you, I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that's on the seashore, and of your offspring and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, because you listened to me, because you obeyed my voice.
所以你看到亚伯拉罕的考验是考验他敬不敬畏神，惧不惧怕神，考验他顺不顺服神。
The test for Abraham was to see if he feared and obeyed God.
所以这个就是我们看到亚伯拉罕，他预备，神已经有预备好了。弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你，这个预备，这耶和华以勒这个字啊，第我们看到圣经里面讲，他说耶和华有预备。
We see again in verse 13 that God had provided a sacrifice in replacement of Isaac.
这个耶和华以勒呢，还有一个意思。
But there is another meaning to this phrase, the Lord will provide.
原来这个字呢，在这个历代志三章一节的时候，可以怎么讲？神耶和华神向大卫显现，一说耶和华看见的意思，不但是耶和华预备，耶和华也看见了。
And it is repeated or it is used again in 2 Chronicles 3:1 where he appears to David, and there is a shade of meaning of this word or of this phrase which suggests that God will see.
So, 耶和华不但预备, 他看见你的需要。
So, he doesn't just provide, but he sees your need.
或许话说, 他看见你的需要, 他预备给你应该有的。
Or perhaps we can say, he sees your need and therefore he provides for that need.
所以弟兄姐妹, 只要你愿意, 你献上, 不管你的, 你的, 只要你献上心里最爱的主就接纳，不是因为你那个好， 是神预备代替, 预备了另外一个礼物代替你的礼物。
So brothers and sisters, as long as you are willing in yours to sacrifice, and as long as it is a sincere sacrifice, the Lord will accept it, not because of the merit or the value of your sacrifice, but because he has already provided a sacrifice pleasing to himself.
所以我们在这边看到神这个这段圣经里面，我们看到神的指示，我们看到亚伯拉罕的顺从，我们也看到耶和华神的赞赏。
So we see the commandment of God, we see the compliance of Abraham, but we also see the commendation.
因为神赞赏他说不要怕他，他知道神敬畏他，所以神就给他一个福气。他在这个第二，在这边他讲到神给他这个预告，这个告诉他说，第十五节，我们看十五节，这里说，耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你进行了这四事，不留下你的儿子，就是留下你最爱，你就是你那独生的儿子，你没有留下来，我便起指着自己起誓说，论福你必赐大福给你，论子孙呢，你的子孙必要多起来，如天上的星，海边上的沙，还有你的子孙呢，必得着仇敌的城门，那么万国必因你得福，因为你听见了我的这个声音，你听了顺服了我的话。
In his commendation, in his commendation to Abraham in verse 15, he says, "By myself have I sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and you have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you. And I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
基本上呢，这边其实是在重复神早就已经应许给他的。
This essentially is a reiteration of the covenant that he had made to Abraham before this.
但是如果你仔细看的话呢，他却加了一句话。
But if you look carefully at it, God has added something.
因为他在这边十七节他说，我要使你能够得胜你的仇敌，就是使到你的仇敌得胜你的这个得仇敌的城门。
He says at the end of verse 17, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies.
所以神要必然使他得胜。
What this means is he will overcome his enemies.
所以考验是什么意思呢？神考验他呢？其实基本上，神需要考验我们吗？神难道不知道我们的反应吗？
What exactly does testing mean, though? Does God not know the state of our faith? Does he need to test us to find out?
其实不是，他早还没有试验我们的时候，他早就知道结果。
No, before he had even started to test us,He knew the result.
他知道结果的意思是说，他知道你一定会胜，他是要让你知道，然后他给一个理由来赐福给你。
He knew that Abraham would succeed. He knows that you would, but he's making it clear to you that you will.
然后呢，他要赐福给你。
And he will bless you because of that.
在希伯来书十一章讲到信心语言的时候呢，提到亚伯拉罕是信心的父。
In Hebrews chapter 11, when it discusses the issue of faith, it talks about Abraham as being one of the fathers of the faith.
然后他在希伯来书十一章十七节说，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是他欢喜领受这应许，将自己的独生子献上。论到这儿子呢，曾经有话说，从以撒生的，你要称为你的后裔。他以为神能够叫死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回了自己的儿子。
Discussing Abraham in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, 'Though Isaac shall, through Isaac shall your offspring be named.' He considered that God was able to even to raise him up from the dead.'" From which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back.
所以这里是给我们看到一件事情，新约里面提到旧约的时候，给我们看到亚伯拉罕在献上以撒的时候，他心里想的是什么？
This reference to Abraham sacrificing Isaac in the New Testament gives us new insight into what Abraham was thinking.
所以他在献上以撒的时候，他说，就算现在神要他死，不过神也是可以使他复活，他因为信神，所以他还是献上去。
And apparently, Abraham believed that even if he were to kill his own son Isaac, God would be able to raise him from the dead.
所以这个呢，给我们看到为什么他心里是这样想，所以他照样 顺服神叫上去。
And this was his reasoning. This was his faith in God, such that he would continue to obey God.
但是我们仔细想起来，这个像是给我们看见将来神自己要把儿子献上，所以他完完全全知道亚伯拉罕这样做是为什么。他把自己的儿子为我们的缘故，为爱我们的缘故，把我们献上，这个就是福音。
This picture that was painted through Abraham and Isaac was really a picture or a picture of the future sacrifice that God would provide, which was His Son Jesus, and that is the gospel.
主神把主耶稣献在坛上，他知道这个是很难。我们如果明白亚伯拉罕献以撒很难的时候呢，我们也知道神献他的儿子也是很难，但是呢，为了爱我们的缘故，愿意献上。请问，神如果爱我们到这个程度，把他自己的献上，你是不是爱主到一个程度，愿意把你的最爱献上呢？
And this, if this gives us a, even a shade of understanding of what God goes through when He sacrifices Jesus, we will understand the extent that God loves us, that He would sacrifice His only Son, His innocent Son. Let me ask you, if you, in your worship of God, indeed love Him, are you willing to give up what is the treasure in your heart?
我可以这么讲，要我献上自己的儿子是难上加难。
I'll tell you this, asking me to sacrifice my Son is hard beyond words.
我根本就做不到。
In fact, I cannot do it.
但是神做到了。
But God has done it.
这就是神爱你到一个程度，他连自己的儿子都献上去。
And that is how much God loves you and I, that He has given even His only Son to die for us.
神这样爱你，你怎么样爱神？
If God loves you this way, how are you loving God?
这段圣经教导我们什么呢？
What does this whole passage teach us?
给我们看到一件事情，神要你的最爱。
Teaches us one thing, that God wants what you love the most.
记得吗？开始的时候，神说你要到山上去敬拜我。
You remember that when we first started, God said to Abraham, "You need to go up to the mountain to worship me."
你到山上献祭敬拜我。
You go up to the mountain and offer an offering to worship me.
那个献祭是什么呢？把你最爱献上。
What is the offering? What you love the most?
就是他的儿子。
Your son.
这个亚伯拉罕有没有？留下最爱不给呢？
Did Abraham hold back what was most precious to him?
他没有，他把他的最爱献上。
No, he didn't. He offered up his treasure.
他凭着信心，神必然预备。
And by faith, he knew that the Lord would provide.
神就算把以撒取走，他会把以撒再还给他。
And even if God would take Isaac away, God would find some way to give Isaac back.
所以我问你，你说你要敬拜神，请问你怎么敬拜神？
So let me ask you, you say you want to worship God. How are you worshiping God?
你有没有把你的最爱献上？
Have you offered up your greatest treasure?
你把你的最爱，你最爱，心里面最爱献上。我告诉你，就算你的最爱不够好，神也预备，他要的是你的那个态度，不一定就是要你的那个孩子。
And if you give of that greatest treasure, however,poor in quality is, if you give of that greatest treasure, God, all God wants to see is that you have the attitude to do that.
今天呢，神已经预备好。
Today God has provided.
但是问题你预备好了没？
The question is, have you provided?
今天我们看这段圣经可以学到几个功课。
Today's passage we see a few lessons.
神考验人的。
God is a God that tests people.
考验人是要加强他的信心，是要祝福他，不是要使你失败。
And he tests his people not in order to make them fail, but in order to strengthen them and in order to see that they pass.
我们也看到另外一个，就是敬拜呢，就是要把你的最爱献上。
We see that worship is a sacrifice of the things we love the most.
同时呢，我们也学到一个功课，敬畏神就是顺服神。
Also, we see that.To fear God is to obey God.
神考验亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕成功的献上的时候，神说：“我现在知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有不听我的话。”
And when Abraham obeyed God, God said, "I now know that you fear me because you obeyed my command."
所以这个就是亚伯拉罕最大的考验。
This was Abraham's ultimate test.
这个是我们知道亚伯兰成为信心之父的原因。
This is why Abraham is called the father of the faith.
这个也就是我们的榜样。
And he is our example.
请问你有没有把最好的献上？
Have you or will you give of your best to the Lord?
你的敬拜是一个怎么样的敬拜？
What does your worship look like?
让我们在神面前好好的敬拜。
Let us consider this before the Lord. Let's pray. Our Lord in heaven, we pray as we come before you that our hearts will be in the right place. Father, that we will not be here for any reason other than to give of the best, Lord, to give of the treasures in our heart. Lord, we pray that you will protect us from lukewarmness, that you will help us not be here begrudgingly, that you will help us not be here out of cold duty. But we pray, Father, just as Abraham had done the impossible, the unthinkable, Lord, that we too would be able to give of what is most precious to us, Lord. That we would be able to set aside what is the best and what is the first, Lord, for you. We pray that you would help us to not leave the remnant for you, that we would not give you what is left over and what we do not want. But Lord, may we be faithful in worshipping you with the best and with all our hearts, with all our might, Lord. May you be pleased by offering this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.